Hi, Wasted Night Alive, and you're listening to the Rewind Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to show number 7 for June 2010. Now, I hope you're all well and are ready for some great unsigned music. Now, before we start, I've got a few bits of news from some of the bands that have already been on the show. Autumn Twilights, who we heard the other week, have a debut album out at the moment, and you can buy it at their website at www.autumntwilights.com, and I would highly recommend that album. They're a great band. Also, Red Monster Records have two great artists who've made a split EP together, and at the moment they're out on tour. They're called Georgia Zagowska and Hannah Grove, both of whom will be on next week's show for an interview. So if you want to hear their music in advance or even go and see them live, head over to www.redmonsterrecords.co.uk. Now, in today's show, we'll have music from Morning Sky, So What, Amity and Fame, and an interview and tracks from the Australian pop-punk powerhouse Tonight Alive. And as always, you can find out more about the bands and how to contact the show at www.therewindpodcast.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This band are a Canadian rock pop band called So What. This band are a little different than usual, as they are no longer together, so they're neither new or unsigned, but I feel I have to share them with you as I think their music rocks. So What were huge in Canada in the early 2000s, and their albums were very well received by the critics, and the guys played to thousands of fans over hundreds of shows. Now, if you like what you're about to hear, head over to the website at www.sowhat.com or email me at rewindpodcast@googlemail.com and I'll let them know that you like them. And you never know, they might get together for a reunion tour. Now, this song by the band is a feel-good, high-energy, catchy chorus, roll your car windows down and turn it up loud type of song. It's called Just For A Day.
To find good reasons to care.
This next band broke into the British music scene in 2009 and haven't stopped since. They're called Morning Sky, they're from Liverpool, and they're Anthony Manley on vocals, Joseph Callaghan and David Weymouth on guitars, Liam Callaghan on bass, and Keith Lyon on drums. The songs you write remind me of Acrosstown Oasis and Radiohead. Some of them create a huge soundscape of haunting guitars and deep rich bass lines, while others are just pure indie rock with catchy choruses and roaring guitars, just the way I like it. This band are definitely on my radar, and they should be in yours too. If you want to find out more about them, head over to myspace.com/morningsky. Now this is Morning Sky with the great song Silhouettes.
Never even know. Never know.
Now it's time for Rewind's Guide to Becoming a Rockstar. This week we're going to cover step number 7, fans. The fans are arguably the most important aspect of being in a band, because without them, no one will turn up to your gigs or listen to your music or buy your CDs, which isn't too great if you want to be a success. Now, in my opinion, there are two types of fan, and both are equally important. The first are those who are your hardcore fans. Now, these are the guys that turn up to all your gigs, buy all your merchandise, tattoo your name on their body, and chat about you endlessly with their friends, who, to be honest, are usually you, as at the beginning, these hardcore fans will usually be your friends and people you know. The benefit of these guys is that you have an instant fan base and people to help spread the word about you in the street, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever. So look after these guys, because without them, you're nothing. The second type of fan are a little bit more low-key than the first. These guys are the ones that read about you in a magazine, stumble across you on a website, or hear about you in passing, and who will then gradually begin to get into your music and appreciate it for what it is. They'll buy your EPs, your CDs, your singles, and recommend you to friends. Now, these guys will be the one who'll make you the money in the long term and stay with you, as they're not your friends and actually like your music for what it is. Now, how do you go about getting fans by yourself? Obviously, the first way would be to tell everyone you know, tell everyone they know, and so on and so on, which will work to an extent. Also, by putting up posters and promoting your gigs will grab people's attentions as they see them walking by. But we'll cover this when we do the step on self-promotion. Now, one of the best ways to get people into your music would be to use the internet. With great sites like Pure Volume, Facebook, MySpace and YouTube, it's so much easier now than ever to get noticed. Now, don't be afraid to get in contact with people on these sites that you think may like your music, as it may get another fan. But under no condition, spam people, as they'll just disregard you straight away. Now, the best thing about the internet is that in an instant, you're connecting to the world and getting your music out there, which can only be a good thing. So good luck in finding fans, and I hope that some of my tips have helped. And the golden rule is to look after your fans, because they'll look after you. I'll just take a quick second of your time to say thanks very much for downloading the show. I hope you're enjoying it and enjoying the bands that are on it. If you're in a band and want to get your music played, why not send me an email to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com with a short bio and a few MP3 tracks. And if you just want to get in contact with the show in general, please feel free to email me. Or you can head over to the website at www.therewindpodcast.com, where you find out more about how to submit your music and about all the bands that have previously been on the show. This next band are a favourite of mine, and they caught my attention with the uniqueness of their music. Now imagine, if you will, a band who plays metal songs with the breathtaking guitar riffs and powerful raspy vocals you expect from rock musicians. Now imagine all of this done acoustically, and you have the superb talents of Amity and Fame. Now these guys bring metal into a whole new dimension. They come from Austria and are Phil, Mickey, Willie, Roman, Judith and Alex. Now Amity and Fame write some cracking songs and play like the life depends on it, and taking a quote from their website, they rock the crap out of acoustic guitars. Now you really have to check these guys out. They've already got an album out at the moment called Dinner for One, and have just released their new album called Through. So why don't you head over to their website at www.amityandfame.com to check them out. Now this is Amity and Fame with the great song Dinner for One. Yeah. This week's interview is with a great unsigned band from Sydney, Australia called Tonight Alive. They're a five-piece punk pop band and are becoming an unstoppable force down under at the moment. Their songs are everything you'd want in a punk pop band. They're catchy, bursting with more energy than a power station, and more importantly, they're fun. I'm seriously loving this band at the moment and I predict big things for them in the future. These guys are set to release their debut album on June the 18th via all the usual outlets. But why don't you head over to their website at www.myspace.com/tonightalive to find out more about them and order your copy now. I'm going to play a track from the band first and then go straight into the interview. This is Tonight Alive with their awesome song, Closer. So welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Jenna.
And Jake.
And you're Tonight Alive. So who's all in the band? Who else is in the band with you?
We've got Matt, Cameron and Fakayo, who couldn't be here, unfortunately.
So how did you guys meet?
Basically, I guess through school friends, really. We were all in former music projects, kind of just all ran into one.
So how long have you guys been together?
As Tonight Alive, almost 2 years, but the boys have been together in a band previously for how long was that?
I don't know, probably about 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
Tonight Alive, where did that name come from?
Well, we wanted something that reflected us as people. We sort of wanted something lively and exciting to match the sort of sound we were going for. So we wrote down a bunch of words and sort of did a mismatch thing, and Tonight Alive is what sounded best to us, I guess.
It was kind of like fridge magnets in a fridge, and you just sort of randomly put some words together.
Yeah, pretty exactly. much. Yeah.
That's a good idea. So to those that haven't heard of you, how would you describe your music?
Good.
Good.
That's
yeah.
a very good answer. I like that.
thank you. I don't know. How would you describe it?
Basically pop.
Yeah, pop rock.
Pop rock, melodic pop rock. But at the same time, we call ourselves pop punk because we all grow up and learned our instruments from listening to punk. And
yeah, all our influences are pretty much pop punk as well. So
that's actually my next question. I was going to say, who are your influences? What kind of music do you guys listen to?
we got a really diverse, like, listening range. We all have our own specific tastes. Our most common one would be pop punk, but
like Newfound Glory.
Yeah, Newfound Glory, Blink 182, all the regular ones.
The old ones like Rufio and NoFX and
yeah,
MXPX as well.
Then like for Kyle and I, we both listen to metal, and Matt listens to like bands like Carnival and all and bands like that, and then Jenna's got like her acoustic.
My ambient.
Yeah, her ambient music that she listens to.
It's a good idea to have a wide range. Who writes the songs in your band?
We collectively all add to our songs, but I guess they start with Fakayo, Cameron and I, and we sort of bring our ideas together and we all bring our own thing to the songs, I guess. But it starts with us.
Yeah, basically starts with them, and then they'll just put it into a MIDI program, and then we'll all send it around and put our own touch to it, I guess.
No problem. So for your songs, whereabouts does your inspiration come from? How do you go about, you know, writing a song?
I guess everyday things. I mean, sometimes I think of things when I'm hanging out the washing or walking my dog. It's never really anything ridiculously deep. You'll find that a lot of our songs are love songs, whether they're happy or sad or angry. It's always got something to do with a relationship of some form, whether it's a friendship or a relationship or family. I guess the usual.
Fair enough.
Sorry for nothing more.
That's fine. You guys have got a debut album coming out very soon.
That's right.
And that's called All Shapes and Disguises. How did you come up with that name?
How did we come up with that one? I don't even know.
It was sort of the idea we were heading for at the time.
Yeah, we kind of wanted to.
We sort of just stuck from a previous vision.
Yeah, we were gonna go with some sort of theme for a photo. It just came about on a theme for a photo shoot, but we ditched the photo shoot and then decided to keep the name instead anyway.
Yeah, sort of a space, sort of futuristic theme, but.
Yeah, it didn't really work. Yeah,
went back to the way. I've listened to some of the tracks off it, and they're absolutely amazing. Like, one of my favourites, which we're going to play at the end, is Wasting Away. That is a tremendous song. And also, like, your acoustic version of Invincible. That's really, really good songs. Is there a story behind the album?
Well, we've just been working on those specific songs for a really long time now, and we've just figured that they're the best ones, the ones that we like the most, that
yeah.
kind of portray our energy.
We don't really work on songs that we don't like, and we don't really share things that we aren't proud of, so I guess what everyone hears is sort of...
What we want them to hear.
Yeah.
Where can people, you know, pre-order this album and find out more about you guys?
Easiest way would be to go to our MySpace, www.myspace.com/TonightAlive.
Or our Pure Volume. Or follow us on Twitter because we update.
Yeah, pretty regularly.
Very regularly, every day. Yeah. So, I mean, that's probably the fastest way you'd find out.
Or just Google us, really.
No problem. How do you guys find the recording process? Like, do you enjoy being in the studio?
We love it.
Yeah.
We love it and we crave it.
Yeah, it's always a good time, and we always get along with our engineer. So
we work with some really great people, so it's been a really good experience for us every time.
And for people out there that are looking forward to the album, what kind of songs are the best off the album? What kind of ones are you looking forward to sort of playing live?
I'd have to say that my favourite one would be Closer. Just because we haven't had it the longest, but it's been the one that's been recorded like properly.
It was the first one we ever recorded, so it's always exciting for us.
Yeah.
I think my favourite is probably Rooftop to the Street. I think it has energy throughout the whole song. I really like that one.
So you guys, I've actually seen some videos of you playing live, and you really get the crowd going. It seems kind of, a really good atmosphere. So is playing live where it's at for you guys? It looks really good fun.
Yeah, definitely. We're always looking forward to upcoming shows, no matter like where they are, what they are. We're always like just bugging our manager and our booking agent to get our shows because it's honestly just the best thing to do.
It's the best part of it.
Now, do you guys have any kind of best stage moments and worst stage moments you can share with us?
Definitely best stage moment would have been we played a show down in Melbourne. And we got through the show pretty uneventfully, until right at the end, Jenna kicked one of the fullbacks, which is one of the big speakers
the wedges,
at the front.
Yeah.
She put her foot up and she just kicked it off the stage.
I didn't mean to. I was so embarrassed as well. There were so many people.
Probably the most rock star moment we've had.
I was so scared to crush.
What about the worst moment? Have you had a bad stage experience?
Yeah, we had a couple, I guess. Just breaking strings is always a terrible thing.
I often kick over my water bottles and
she's notorious for that.
Leave a big puddle on the stage and leave someone to fall in it.
It's always bad when you make a joke and no one laughs as well.
It's always pretty fun.
I was going to say, in every band there's always a practical joker. Who's a practical joker in your band?
Matt probably thinks he is.
Yeah, Matt thinks he is, but he's not. He's not funny.
He says things with such a serious tone. He's like, no, I was being sarcastic. It never really turns out.
We're all pretty funny people. I wouldn't put a label on us.
Now, I've been doing some research into you, and you guys are going to be doing a movie appearance now. Is that your music, or is it you guys that's going to be in a movie?
At the moment, we think... We don't really know too much about it.
Yeah, I think
it's just our music, but I wouldn't want to confirm anything because we haven't actually been told very much.
it's quite exciting all the same.
Yeah.
It's massive, yeah. I'm excited. Fantastic.
What about plans for the future? What's the plans for Tonight Alive for the future?
Tour as much as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Just play as many shows as we can.
Get as many albums out as we can.
Yeah. Hopefully record the next album within the next year and
at
a half.
At least by the end of the year, we want to have recorded our album.
Yeah.
I don't know how we'll go with that, but hopefully that would be fantastic to get these songs out.
Now, is there anything you want to say to your fans?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For liking us.
This is only our beginning, so it's so great that people are behind us already.
Yeah.
We haven't even got our CD out yet, and we have people following us. It's really great. So thank you so much. Means more than you know.
Do you have any advice for unsigned bands? Because you guys are obviously becoming quite successful. Do you have any advice for, bands that are just starting out?
Commitment and persistence would probably be the two heaviest factors.
Do everything you can in all aspects of your life towards the band. Push yourself.
Self-belief is obviously another main factor.
They sound like very generic things to say, but they've got us through the beginning of
it all. Stick together. Be friends.
We're all best friends.
Yeah, if you're not friends, like the vibe, people will be able to tell on stage the vibe's wrong. I mean, all the bands that we know are best friends. Like,
pretty much have heart.
Hang out. get to know each other.
What's the Australian music scene like in Sydney?
Sydney is pretty good. I mean, we don't really have a good pop punk scene.
Yeah,
there's a lot of hardcore bands from where we're from.
Sort of
but
bands.
Melbourne has a really good scene. Really good music scene.
yeah,
it's happening there.
So the last question I've got for you guys is one that I ask everybody, and that's, what do you like to do on your days off when you're not doing musical stuff? What do you like to do?
Hang out. What do we like to do?
Matt's pretty active. He likes to surf. Jake likes to think he can skate.
No. we all just we usually hang out together for most of our time.
Beach.
Get it.
Yeah, go to gigs.
We
actually do like to go to shows together. Try and check out as many bands as we can.
Whatever we're doing, we're together every day.
So basically, when you're not doing music, you just like to chill out and relax.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We like our downtime.
Is there anything you guys want to say before we sort of finish up the interview? Anything you want to add?
Thank you very much for having us, Richard.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Richard.
We really like your accent.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been
thank you. I like your accent.
Can you do an Australian accent?
No, it comes out Jamaican when I do it, so probably not. You know. Okay. What do you want me to say?
How you going, mate?
Okay, this is embarrassing. A minute. How are you going, mate? No. Okay, right, let's hear your Scottish accent. That's quite good, okay. Right.
Thank you very much.
The song we're going to be playing is Wasting Away, so can you tell us what this song's about?
That song's sort of about when people encourage, I guess, up-and-coming musicians, or like encouraging people to believe in themselves and saying the sky is your limit and reach for the stars and all those big calls like that. But really, when people, it's kind of based around the theory of people sort of sit around and wait for those things to happen because people give them a big head.
Yeah.
And they wait around and they're wasting the time that they could be doing, they could be following their dreams.
It's
kind of a cheesy explanation.
Do you guys want to introduce this song for me?
This is Wasting Away by us, Tonight Alive.
From Sydney, Australia. Hope you enjoy it.
Check us out sometime.
And so the sky becomes a dream I never dreamt, because I'm just too busy waiting for nothing and wasting away.
Just
Well, that's the end of another show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Next week's show hopes to be even better, as we'll have music from Second Impressions, The Dueling Rhinos, and an interview in tracks from Georgia Zagowska and Hannah Grove. So I'll meet you back here in a fortnight. Thanks for listening.